Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is Saturday. It's 9 o'clock, and you are tuned in to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 1480 AM, 99.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and all over the place with iHeartRadio. So I want to welcome everyone to today's show, kind of a continuation of the last 15 minutes on Andy Furman's show, What's the Point? But it was nice to be able to sit in and talk with Andy. You know, I've been a fan of Andy Furman for, oh gosh, probably since the 1990s. And, you know, it's always kind of, I wouldn't say awe-inspiring, but it's kind of a great feeling when you hear these people on the radio and you've listened to them for so long and you finally get to meet them in person. And it's just like, I didn't expect that. I pictured a big burly guy, you know, with his, you know, he's got that New York voice, and Andy's just one of the nicest people in the world. So thanks to Andy and Jake for letting us sit in and talk for a few minutes. We really appreciate that. And my special guest today is Dana Spradling from Just in Time Adaptive Wellness. Good morning, Dana. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And also, as an added treat, not only are you speaking or talking today, you're going to be speaking at my Rotary Club coming up on this coming Wednesday. So we're very grateful for that. For those of you that don't really know or are too familiar with what Rotary is, so there's a lot of different organizations out there in the across the country that are service-based and are dedicated to helping the community in any way, shape, and form. And that's what Rotary Club is. In fact, Rotary is actually an international organization founded back in the early 1900s, I think like 1903. And the purpose of Rotary is to provide service to the community. And that could be volunteering at soup kitchens. It could be, in fact, well, our club just last week, we volunteered at West Claremont High School to help serve food to kids and families who were coming in for like a career night. So these are the kinds of things that we do, not just so much to, you know, give to the community, but we also want to get out in the community because we want, you know, there's that spirit of giving back sometimes. And, you know, knowing that I'm a real estate agent and I've been doing it for almost 8 years now, the feeling I get from being able to help and serve others in other forms, just not so much as a realtor, you can't beat that. You know, whenever we think that, you know, we're having a bad day, we realize that there are people out there that have it 10 to 20 times worse than we do. And, you know, if with Rotary, if we can go out there and help shed some light and bring some joy into the lives of, in fact, I'll give you another story. So there, the Rotary Club of Cincinnati, which is downtown, and that's where I started. I started at that club. Every year they had a Christmas party at the Roselawn Condon School. And what we did was, as Rotarians, we you know, every year around Christmas time, most organizations will have like a wish tree. Kids that are underprivileged, and they have a wish list of things. I mean, a lot of these kids, they're not asking for toys. They're asking for things like clothes.
Yeah.
You know, they're just asking for, shoes, simple things, backpacks, things that, you know, necessities, staples. And we would take those wish tree items or those kids. We would sponsor the kids. We would go out and buy those items, you know, 20, 30 bucks, whatever the case is. And we would wrap those presents up ourselves. We would take all the boxes of presents. We would go down to the school, and we would have a big Christmas party with cake and ice cream. We actually would have the Reds mascots come in. We would have Bengals, the Houdet mascot, he would come in. We had someone dress up as Santa Claus, so we would pass out the presents and give the gifts to all the kids. We even had some like stocking stuffer type things, like, you know, puzzles and coloring books, you know, and a lot of these, I mean, just the joy on these kids' faces, the smiles.
Just pure. Like, it's very authentic.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was just an amazing feeling. And every time, me personally, that I went and did that, I would say to myself, you know what, if I'm having a bad week, I look at these kids, I'm like, dude, you ain't got nothing against, you know, with what these kids are going through. And to be able to bring some joy to them is just, there's no better feeling in the world. So So Rotary Club is a great organization. So I would say that, you know, if you are someone that is looking for a way to serve and give back, and I think Dana, you know, you probably have volunteer opportunities with what you do,
Absolutely.
Which we'll talk about a little bit later in the show. You know, get out there and give back. You know, there's so much, and we talked about this, you know, a few minutes ago on at the end of Andy's show. I mean, there's so much bad in the world. Why in the world, why not go out and do something good to give back? It'll make you feel better, not only about yourself, but it'll make you feel better that, hey, there is actually some good left in the world. Because all we see and all we hear about is just bad stuff. And, you know, there needs to be some more good in the world. So anyway, so there's my motivational minute, folks.
I feel better already.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Okay, so speaking of motivation, so one of the main events for the city of Cincinnati is coming up here starting, I believe it's on the 23rd. Yeah, so from February 23rd through March 1st, dun-da-da-dun, it is Cincinnati Chili Week. So those of you that are, you know, native Cincinnatians know what this means. There's going to be a run on cheese conies and five ways all over the place. But this is a chance for Cincinnati to highlight and put into this, you know, into the spotlight our chili. And I actually talked about Cincinnati chili probably a few months ago on one of my shows, just kind of the origins of it. Actually, the origins are from Greece. How the Greeks did chili is the same way we do it now. So you know, the spaghetti, then the chili, then the onions, the beans, and the cheese. And Cincinnati is so unique that if you went to, because I lived in Michigan for 5 years, right? And I tried to explain Skyline Chili to my friends in Michigan, and they're like, what are you smoking?
Yeah.
You know, it was like, they had no clue. They had, you know, they had their version of what they think chili is. And I tried it, which it's not bad, but it's like, you can't beat a cheese coney from Skyline or Gold
Star.
It's
not real chili.
No, it's not. No.
Real chili is here.
No. Real chili is here. Yeah. The folks in Texas want to call it meat sauce. And, you know, I'm just like, yeah, you stay in Texas. Okay. Yeah. You know, so anyway, so Cincinnati Chili Week is coming up, and obviously every Skyline and Gold Star, but there are some great chili places here locally that most people may not know about. Right. There's Camp Washington Chili, which is absolutely fantastic. There's Price Hill Chili. There's Blue Ash Chili, which actually Blue Ash Chili was featured on Guy Fieri's show, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, I think.
Right.
So many, many years ago. You know what's funny? Blue Ash Chili is not even in Blue Ash anymore. It's I think they've got one in Tri-County, and I don't remember where the other location is. But folks, so get out there and enjoy Chili Week. And you know, I'll tell you, okay. So one of my guests who likes to call, or friends that likes to call in, I want to mention this. Bob, if you're out there listening, if I go out and enjoy Chili Week this week, I will definitely say Harahachi Habu. Okay, so make sure that I only eat to 80% of being full, and then I will stop. So Bob, if you're out there listening, I promise you I was paying attention to when you were saying that to me a couple weeks ago. So there you go. The other thing too is, we're buttoned up on spring, so I've been looking around at, you know, because one of the things I love to golf. You know, I'm a huge golfer, and I've been talking with my buddies, and we've already got three golf outings already set up.
Well, all right.
Well, golf is not only, I mean, it's a great sport. I enjoy it, but it's also kind of peaceful. You know, you get out there, you're in nature. Yeah, you know, it's. You know, your competition there because you're, you know, swinging a golf club and you're trying to beat other teams. But, you know, it's just being around your friends for like 4 or 5 hours and having a good time and drinking what we call swing oil.
Yeah.
golf is great. But I mean, I think it's just that feeling of spring, you know, that kind of lifts everybody's spirits a little bit, knowing that, you know, we've just come through one hell of a crazy winter. We're still in it technically. But those last few weeks, man, January going into February, that was brutal.
Yeah. The sunshine and I think just the anticipation of the newness of spring and everything just beginning, it's good for your soul.
Absolutely. It really is. It's great because, you know, when they say the winter doldrums, it's usually like the end of January going into February. And not only, you know, do we feel that personally and emotionally, but we also feel it in the real estate market.
Oh, yeah.
Because those last few weeks, it was difficult to get out and show properties because folks were like, well, I'm not going out in this. And now, all of a sudden, you know, my phone has been ringing off the hook. I'm sure a lot of agents in my office phones are ringing off the hook. Now, a lot of my agents, though, are in Atlanta right now because Keller Williams has their annual what's called family reunion, which is basically, you know, tips, and you get to hear from Gary Keller, and there's a lot of breakout sessions to help improve. See, this is one thing I love about Keller Williams. I've been there now just a little over 2 years, and Keller is such a very sharing organization, right? So if I could go to the number one agent in all of Keller Williams and ask him what he does, and he would tell me what he does, or she. They would tell me what they do to be as successful as they are. Because number one, I mean, when most folks give out their secrets, the chances are most folks aren't gonna adapt those same habits. But it's great to hear and learn from other agents that are out there in the field, because we all share, you know, the same common goals, right? And even though there's, you know, even though it can be a challenge sometimes, it's always great to be able to find a way to make our business better and find ways to treat our clients better, because that's the main goal. The main thing of anything real estate related is to understand that whatever we do, it ain't about us. It's about that person that's sitting across the table, and it's what they want, and it's what makes them happy, and it's what's going to satisfy them. Because, you know, I'm sure all of you listening out there have bought a house in one time or another, and understand and know that there is a lot of stress and angst sometimes when it comes to buying a home. But to have that calming presence and someone that's there to hold your hand and say, in fact, a client that I'm working with right now, you know, she's been kind of, you know, she's been very nervous about the whole process of selling these properties. I had a conversation with her last night, and I basically told her, I said, look, you know, that's my job. Let me take care of this. Your job is to sit back and let me get you the offers and get these places sold. I will handle all of the quote unquote BS that'll come from, you know, whether it be tenants or other agents and buyers and whatever. And, you know, and that makes people feel good because we're taking the pressure off of them. And I think that's one thing that a lot of folks need to know, that, you know, we're here to make your lives easier. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little real estate. We're going to talk to Dana here about what she does and a top 10 list. So you're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJ, where the music is. We'll be back in just a minute.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Toast is the number one tribute in the world to the 70s hit band Brad, and they're coming to Landmark Church Saturday, February 21st. With a surprising fidelity rarely heard from a live tribute band, Toast is often described as spot on to the original recordings. Toast will take you back on a journey in time as they perform the hits of Brad. Toast, the ultimate tribute to Brad, Saturday, February 21st at Landmark Church, Glendale, Milford Road. Tickets on sale now at LandmarkChurchCincinnati.com.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm going to make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing.
Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us and two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24-monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with autopay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 128GB $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in five historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
Okay, welcome back everyone to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, where the music is. 99.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and all over the planet on iHeartRadio. I want to give a quick shout out to one of my sponsors, Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage, as we are coming into spring. And as we talked about right before Andy's show went off the air, interest rates are down at 6%, sometimes even below 6%. And Rick and his team at All Western Mortgage will give you great service, great rates, and get you into a home with as little money as possible. So reach out to Rick and or allwesternmortgage.com. Find Rick Barrick, reach out to him, and talk to him about getting a mortgage. So during the last segment, I mentioned a little bit about healthy eating and some things we say to Harahachi Habu, which is a Japanese saying of don't eat more than 80% full. And I knew this would prompt my friend to call. So, Bob, welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, Sean. Good morning. And same to you, Dana.
Oh, good morning.
I did hear that little piece that you commented on about your chili dinner and that you were going to say Harahachi Bume before
Bume,
you start
Bume.
Eating.
Okay, sorry, I got it a little wrong.
You didn't have to eat the whole plate of chili.
Right. No, absolutely not. But it is good.
Very impressive.
Well, I just wanted you to understand, Bob, because when you asked me last week and I didn't remember Harahachi Bume. And this week I wrote it down again, and I said it to myself at least 5 to 10 times during the week, and I promised myself that I would mention it on the show today, because I'll tell you something, you know, anybody out there that's trying to lose weight or trying to be, because, you know, we're still February, folks are still trying to stay with their New Year's resolutions, and obviously one of the big ones is losing weight. So I think it's great to be able to say something like that to yourself over and over and over again, because it becomes a habit. It's a discipline. So whenever you say Harahachi Bume, remind yourself to just eat up to 80% full and then stop.
Yeah. It's one reason why the Japanese live the longest of any culture in the country, in the world. So there you go.
You know what? I absolutely. And if there's something that, you know, I need to understand and study their diet a little bit more, because, you know, outside of sumo wrestlers, I don't know of any Japanese person that is overweight or obese.
Right, that's right. If you Google the book series called The Blue Zones,
The Blue Zones?
The Blue Zones, yeah. This guy wrote a series of about 5 books, and he traverse the world in search of these people who live to 100 and try to figure out why. So he visited Okinawa.
Okinawa.
Learn about the Japanese culture.
Well, I tell you,
so anyway,
I don't know if I want to live that long, but
yeah. Okay. Well, today I won't be long, but I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news was this little newspaper article I read on the back page of the newspaper, so didn't get a whole lot of viewing, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
But it was about something fascinating. We talked about trying to educate children, let's say junior high school, college, on financial literacy. So here's this article. The title is 49ers Star Shares Money Advice with High Schoolers. and this star running back called Christian McCaffrey. Maybe you've heard of him.
I have.
He was the 2023 Offensive Player of the Year. Was in a large ballroom with hundreds of high schoolers.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Intuit out there in San Francisco. You know, the IT company, talking about financial literacy. I said, oh, isn't that incredible? So here's his quote. Quote, I think it's such an amazing opportunity that you guys, meaning high schoolers, get to learn about financial literacy at this age. Mm. I really wish I had something like this back when I was your guys' age. Yeah. It's a huge deal. So another quote, the biggest piece of advice I would say for you guys before you get your first paycheck is to learn the language of money.
Mm.
And on and on and on. So the vice president of Intuit comes on. He says, yes, this is what we want to get across to young people. And so he's quoted, for kids, they don't normally think about being financially literate until they're making serious financial decisions that could impact them for a long period of time. Right?
Yeah.
So isn't that wonderful?
I think that's, you know what, and I think I talked about this a few weeks back with one of my financial advisors that comes on the show, Art Jarvis. You know, I think it's critical that kids at a young age learn about saving money and how money works and what, like, things like compounding interest and things like that. You know, it's nice to have the bright new shiny thing, but you know, 30, 40 years down the road, that bright, shiny thing is no longer bright and shiny. But what is bright and shiny is a bank account that has a couple commas in it. You know what I mean? So, Bob.
One of the high schoolers asked McCaffrey about his first big purchase. Quote, I bought an Aston Martin, matte black. You are all clapping, but I sold it a year later because I never drove it. Cars don't go up in value. But it was really cool. It looked good.
Yeah.
And when I pulled up, people talked about it.
Sure.
And then it came to the point where I thought to myself, this is so dumb. So this is a millionaire saying this. So,
well, anyway, another quick story, Bob, and then we got to take we're going to have to take a break here in a minute. But you remember Sam Walton, founder of Walmart?
He drove a 1956 Ford pickup.
Thank you. Exactly. And how about Warren Buffett? Remember Warren Buffett?
Well, he's still going strong somehow. I don't know why, but he is.
Yeah, so he has had the same 1995 Cadillac or somewhere like an early, like, yeah, a late, like an old Cadillac that he still drives. So he hasn't bought a new car, right? So does it really mean that you have to have the bright, shiny thing to show that you are financially, you know, free? No. It's how much money can you save and put aside so that you can enjoy life down the road. That makes more sense to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, this will be quick. I know you've had one break, but this is the bad news.
Oh.
I mentioned last week that I thought my friend might come on your show.
Yeah.
Next week. But actually, he turns 104 on Monday, so happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike. Wow, 104. That's amazing.
I had been with him last year, and he wasn't doing that great. Not bad. But when I met him about 20 years ago, he taught me that old age can be happy and vibrant, and he's so full of life.
Oh, yeah.
His memory in his 90s was as good as any 20-year-old that I know. Anyway, so I contacted them, and the wife said, no more interviews. He's just, I guess, not doing so well. So, unfortunately, he won't be with you. I wish he could have, but not going to happen.
Well, if Mike's out there listening, and Bob, if you have a line to him, you please let him know that Dana, myself, and everyone here at the station are sending prayers to him and his family. Hope that he will
thank
be okay. You know, 104 years old. I mean, that, you know, God has him on the earth for a reason, and I think it's great. You know, my great grandmother lived to be 105 before God called her home. So, but to be on this planet that long is an absolute blessing.
Right, super. Yeah, he set the world record for the marathon.
Yep.
Marathon being 26.2 miles when he was 90 for his age.
When he's,
that was in Huntington, West Virginia.
That's incredible.
It's incredible.
Absolutely incredible.
You might think it was hilly, but no, it was flat.
Yeah.
Of course, it's very flat.
Yeah, but still, jeez.
Yeah, I was there with him every step of the way, and yeah, he did. So.
Well, send Mike our best, Bob. Let him know that we're all thinking about him, okay?
Thanks, Sean.
All right, bye, friend. Yeah, you take care of yourself.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Wow, can you imagine that? 104 years old. That's that. Well, you know what? So I know we're going to take a break here in a minute, but when you see, like, there's still some veterans that are still alive from World War II. And a lot of those guys are probably, of that age. They have to be.
Well,
they have to be at this point to be over 100 years old. And, God bless them. I mean, that is the greatest generation. I mean, that was the generation that literally built this country.
Right.
And the work ethic that those folks had and the devotion that a lot of those people had to their family, to their country. I mean, they understood it. So God bless every one of them. So. In the minute here, okay, so actually let's do the top 10 list real quick before we go to break. And every week, as you listen to my show, I always try to have a top 10 list. So it is officially Lent. We had Ash Wednesday, and of course we had Mardi Gras last week. So, most of us that are Christian or Catholic, we are, try to think of things or things to give up for Lent. So I'm going to give you a list here, the top 10 things that people give up for Lent. All right, number 10 is TV, streaming, or other entertainment media. And I think that was a good thing we mentioned that in Andy's show. Give up the news.
Yeah.
Give up watching the news.
There you go.
Number 9, shopping or non-essential spending, fasting from purchases. I think most people are doing that now, anyway. Number 8, swearing or negative language. Now, you know what? I don't know if I can do that in my industry.
Yeah.
But I try. No, I do try to. I do keep the negative language out. Number 7, smoking or vaping. Number 6, coffee, caffeine. That's a tough one. That's tough.
Not sure I could do that one.
I don't know if I could either because, of course, as I sit here with a 24-ounce, Big B coffee here on my desk. Number 5 is dessert and baked goods. Number 4, social media or smartphone use. Number 3, this is kind of an easy one. I think a lot of people give up this, is alcohol and drinking for Lent. Number 2 is meat, which is, Fridays before Lent, which, the fish fries are starting up. And the one that I love to go to is at Guardian Angels, where I went to grade school over there in Mount Washington. So cheers to Guardian Angels and their fish fries. They do a great job. And the number 1 thing that people give up for Lent are chocolate, candy, and sweets.
Oh.
Yeah, so... there you go. So there's a good list of things to give up for Lent. Of course, if you had something different, hey, give us a call, 513-563-1480. Let us know what you're giving up for Lent. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Dana's going to talk a little bit about her just-in-time adaptive wellness, and I promise I'll get to a real estate topic before the end of the show. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We will be back in just a few minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans or rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrett, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Chicago, Styx, the Windy Cities Tour. Finally, two iconic bands together for the first time. August 6th, River Bend Music Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and riverbend.org. Don't miss Chicago and Styx. All the hits. Your kind of tour.
Honey, I can't get this done. I'll have to call a plumber.
We'll make it Zins Plumbing. I've never heard anything but the best about them.
Why's that?
They're a longtime local family-owned firm that I know I can trust.
Zins Plumbing? Okay, I'll call them.
Gibson's Plumbing. Can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. My wife gave me strict orders to call only you.
Well, we appreciate that. We do try to be the best plumbing firm in town, and we've been at it close to 40 years now.
Well, how do you charge? Do I get a shock when I see the bill?
With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know how much a job will cost before we start. We bill on a flat rate basis, not an inefficient hourly billing system.
How soon can I get service?
Usually on the same day. We work within a 2-hour time frame.
That sounds great.
Zins Plumbing is great. Ask anyone who knows. Call them at 513-681-2501. 681-2501.
Randomly, people will say, "You have a very pretty smile." People I don't even know. It's helped me to build my confidence in my smile. Not that I didn't lack the confidence before, but I didn't realize how much confidence I was lacking. When it comes to cosmetic dentistry, Dr. Peck is at the top of his class.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I am Bonnie Summey, and I love my new smile. I love it.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and all over the place on iHeartRadio. And if you'd like to call in and talk to us this morning, just like my friend Bob does every week, God bless you, Bob. And again, prayers to your friend Mike. Give us a call, 513-563-1480. We'd love to hear from you. And so my special guest today, Dana Spradling from Just In Time Adaptive Wellness. Kind of interesting how we met, because we actually met here,
right?
Yes. Here at the station.
Yes.
So you were on Andy's show,
correct?
And I listened to your story, and it just kind of it captured my attention, and I just was like, wow, this is amazing. And talked to you a little bit about Rotary Club, but then you reached out to me about a month or so ago and was saying, hey, I'd love to come on your radio show. So here you are.
Yeah, that's it.
So for my listeners out there, what is Just In Time Adaptive Wellness? What is it that you do?
Well, thank you so much for having me here.
Of course.
Means the world to me to have the opportunity to just share our story, right?
Amen.
We feel like it's our responsibility to do that.
Yeah.
So Just In Time Adaptive Wellness is actually a resource referral business. So think Angie's List. So I'm
okay.
Like a resource hub, if you will, of a first of its kind network of very specialized providers that
okay.
are three things at the end of the day. They are accessible, they are adaptive, and they're inclusive. So they're disability
okay.
aware. And what that means is that they are supporting and providing whole person wellness to individuals with disabilities and their caregivers too, because you really caregivers need that wellness also.
Sure.
And it makes that wellness, which we all need, and wellness takes on a lot of different wears a lot of different masks. Wellness
sure.
for you, golf.
That's one of them.
It's a wellness, right?
It truly is.
A place where you could go and you can de-stress and you can find enjoyment, and it can help you put you in a great mood and helps you feel better about yourself and about life. Well, I guess depending on your game. But anyway,
my game is improving.
Well, there you go.
But,
that's perfect.
That makes perfect. Yeah, that is very true, because golf, even though, again, but I'm with my friends. It is competition, but it's more about the friendship. It's more about being away from not only my office, but it's also away from being away from my phone.
Right.
Even though because again, my phone is my business. But being on the golf course, it's just it's that I have that kind of that feeling of freedom, and
sure.
it's calming to me. But anyway, I didn't
Absolutely.
Mean to
no,
go off
that,
on a tangent,
but it's
you're
perfect
right.
because the when you were talking before, and I mentioned to you on break, so many of the things that you're saying is at the end of the day, what you do and what I do are fundamentally the same.
Sure.
Quick backstory, 5 years ago, my son Taylor had a spontaneous cardiac arrest. We had no idea it was coming. We didn't know why. It just happened.
Yeah.
It turned out it was a result of a gene mutation that deteriorated his heart muscle.
Wow.
That led to an anoxic brain injury, 204 days in the hospital, and now my husband and I care for him full time at home.
Sure.
He'll be 35 next month, right?
Yeah.
And what I learned throughout our journey over the last 5 years, what I've been learning is that there's a major gap between what's available from a medical clinical side. That's there. That's in place. And it served Taylor very well. But
right. The
real life support, that whole what do you do, you know, the after visit summary, well, really doesn't tell you anything. What I really need, I am a full service after visit summary is probably a good way to put it. And
what
we have done is put together a group of individuals. And let me take this moment to say, we are always looking to add partners, and partners don't have to have specialized training, disability training, or special needs training. Just like you are looking for a way to unplug from the business side of your life,
Those
with disabilities and those that are family members of and you're in supporting those with disabilities, I'm looking for ways to disconnect Taylor from the clinical side of his life.
Okay.
To normalize his world a little bit.
Sure.
And I've also found that it doesn't really matter what your disability is at the end of the day, your hair still grows. And you still need a haircut.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, by and large, your hair still grows.
Yeah.
So you need, you still have to get a haircut. And so then
true. There's
this whole, well, where do I take him? Where can I go that is accessible, that's adaptive, that would be inclusive? I mean, he's in a power wheelchair.
Right.
We have a service dog. He has spasticity. He's got, all of these different things that may make it more complicated just to go get a haircut, let's say.
Yeah.
And so I began a journey of putting together a network of services that allow for people to have normalized opportunities in their world. I'm doing what you do as a realtor. I'm taking the stress out of their search.
Okay.
I've already done the work. They say, for example, I need a house in this area with this school district, with this, I need a ranch.
Sure.
I need, they have this criteria. Well, everyone has criteria. And so what I can do then is plug, all that in. I've created the one-stop shop that you can go to. You don't have to spend your time on Google looking for things. You can spend your time living.
Interesting. So, okay. So you mentioned the like a haircut, right? So is it all those different types of service? I mean, what types of service providers are part of this network that you've created?
What a great question, because we have a really broad network all the way. But the feedback that I have received is a lot of people are like, I didn't even think about that. I mean, it's something I know we do need it. I never even thought about it.
Sure.
And so we have hair and nail services. We have massage services that can be mobile. They come to you.
Huh.
We have a virtual occupational therapist. We have a mobile speech therapist. We have adaptive yoga. And this adaptive yoga, you can go to that studio, and they're working on making that a virtual opportunity as well. We have mobility van detailing because, you want to capture a bunch of germs, get in a mobility van. That's where the germs are living because you're going in and out of clinical space.
Sure.
And coming that in. And in our case, we're wheeling that right back in the house. I'm walking it in and our service dog Truman is forepawing it in. So he's got four paws that are tracking that in. We have handyman services that, and I will say my husband is our handyman service because he knows. He's taken care of it for us. He knows what needs to be done and how it needs to be done to make things accessible and adapt the space that you have in your own home. There's specialized cleaning services. There's mobile pet grooming, adaptive alterations. Everything changes in your world when you are met all of a sudden with, well, we call it the unimaginable. The unimaginable happened in our world, and yeah. then you are all of a sudden, now what? Now what do I do? We're here to, you don't have to do it alone at the end of the day. We are here to help you with all of those things. I'd like to think we were there just in time.
Right.
And it's a place that you can turn. We have consulting services that I can provide for you. I have lived experience. I didn't read a book. I didn't go to school. Look, I have a resume. I had a whole career I planned for. I didn't plan for this. There was no training that I could take to prepare me for what I'm living right now. So I couldn't go to school. My training is what I'm living. And it is about as authentic and purposeful and real as it can get. And I'm wanting to share that. I love opportunities for public speaking to get out and talk to people. Everybody knows it's very personal. Everyone can relate on some level to disability. It's somebody they know. It's them. It's somebody that they've heard about. Whatever. It makes a difference. And if you want to be a part of that community, all of those services that I just listed, those are the ones we have right now. Are there more? Sure. If you think you have a service that can be beneficial and helpful, that meets those criteria, adaptive, accessible, and inclusive, get in touch with me. I mean, we're on Facebook. Please go there, Just in Time Adaptive Wellness. Like, follow, share us. We have our website.
What's the website?
www.justintimeadaptivewellness.com.
Okay.
Yeah. it's right there.
Okay. And is there a way somebody can reach you directly?
You can reach me directly at dana@justintimeadaptivewellness.com.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you mentioned that you're trying to always grow and expand your network of providers. So are there any specific, I guess, verticals that you're looking for? Are there specific service providers that you would like to add
absolutely.
To your network that you haven't yet?
Well, I would like to do two different things. I am trying to reach because, right, disability lives everywhere.
Of course, yes, of course.
And so I would like to be able to serve right now maybe Northern Kentucky to Dayton. So that's going to take more than one of any particular service.
Sure.
So I am looking for everybody, anybody within, you know, that general region to help.
Okay.
I am looking because the people, I need to make what we have available. Accessibility is not a luxury, right?
Yeah,
it should just be available, and it should be something that people can, have access to. It's something it's important.
It is.
And it's normalizing. What helps you feel better? Think about that for yourself. You very quickly said golf. Well, you know what? A good haircut or a good haircut for your person, just to grab an example, makes everybody feel better.
And it's always the small things.
Always.
Always. So, okay. So one more time, where can you be reached?
I can be reached at www.justintimeadaptivewellness.com.
Okay.
We're also on Facebook, Just in Time Adaptive Wellness. We have a parent network. I will also say that to support caregivers and parents going through the journey.
Okay.
I can specifically be reached at dana@justintimeadaptivewellness.com.
All right. There you go.
We'll be there for you just in time.
All right, folks. Well, if you have connections that might be able to help Dana, give us a call here at the station, 513-563-1480, or reach out to her at her web address or their website. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do a real estate topic and then finish out our show. So you're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in just a minute.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Chris Hornsby and the Noisemakers, live in concert. Listen to the The Indigo Park Tour. April 9th at Taft Theater. Performing selections from his new album and other favorites. Get reserved seats now at Ticketmaster.com or the Taft Theater box office. Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers.
The intrinsic value of gold has never been more valuable or in demand than in today's uncertain economic environment. If you're considering selling gold jewelry or coins, or if you're just curious as to its value, Beal Brothers Jewelers stands ready to provide you with a trusted and respected appraisal and pay top dollar. Beal Brothers Jewelers also sells gold at competitive prices. Beal Brothers Jewelers has been serving the tri-state as a family-owned business from the same Newport location for over 100 years. From bridal jewelry, diamonds, wedding bands, to custom pieces and gifts, Beal Brothers Jewelry is confident they'll be able to assist with satisfying your jewelry needs. Visit Beal Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street in Newport, or speak with Kurt Beal at 859-261-9431. That's 859-261-9431, or visit BealBrothersJewelry.com. Beal, spelled B-I-H-L. Beal Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street in Newport, Kentucky. Here yesterday, today, and tomorrow, providing quality since 1923.
Think Verizon is expensive? Think again. Anyone can bring their AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today, and we'll give you a better deal. So bring us your bill. Walk in, run in, pogo stick in, teleport if you can. Ride on the back of a rollerblading yak or fly in on the wings of a majestic falcon. Any way you can, bring your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today, and we'll give you a better deal on the best network. Based on RootMetrics best overall mobile network performance, U.S. second half 2025, all rights reserved. Must provide very recent postpaid consumer mobile bill in the name of the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
When Bud Herbert founded his company 70 years ago, he could not have imagined the innovation of the 2025 John Deere Gator lineup, like the all-new XUV 845 Gator utility vehicle featuring an all-new larger cargo box with increased capacity. Factory-installed cab with heat and AC with a roomier 60-40 split bench seat. In-dash controls with a tilt steering wheel powered by a larger 54-horsepower engine. And the John Deere XUV 845 Gator can accommodate over 100 factory attachments. Bud Herbert, your family-owned hometown equipment dealer. Online at BudHerbertMotors.com.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, where the music is. Again, I want to give a shout-out to one of my sponsors, Rick Barrick at All Western Mortgage. Rick, if you're out there listening, hopefully you get some phone calls today because I know the market is about to turn into spring. We've had some teaser weather this past week. You know, we've had some weeks in the couple days in the 60s. I think this coming week we're going to be in the 50s, and even though I'm not a weatherman, you look at what's coming and it's like, okay, we know spring will be here. Yep. We know spring will be here. And the busiest time of year for any realtor is in the spring. That is our busiest time. And one of the reasons is, you know, this is when schools are letting out. Kids are either graduating high school, graduating college, or even graduating from grade school, going to move, go to high school. That's one of the biggest reasons why people move in the spring is, you know, for their kids, you know, right. Different school systems, whatever the case is. So, but of course, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, it's been a little rocky with the housing market because we've dealt with all of these massive amounts of increases in property taxes, in interest rates, in just about every living expense you can think of has increased dramatically over the last 3 to 4 years. And now there's finally some attention being given to this, and there are lots of initiatives. There's, you know, laws that are trying to be passed, bills that are in Congress, whether it be state or federal, trying to lower these expenses for homeowners and potential homeowners. You know, we talked about this several weeks back about things like the 50-year mortgage or the portable mortgage, or just, you know, these are just some spitball ideas. Honestly, I don't, well, not that I can't say a 50-year mortgage would come into play. It might. A lot of people think it's crazy, but when you consider that most folks only live in their home 7 to 10 years at most, it may be a good idea. So anyway, but, you know, those are topics for Rick to talk about maybe next week. So, but the point I'm trying to get to is, spring market is always the busiest. So, and if you're out there thinking about buying, right, there's a lot of decisions that go into this and a lot of thinking that you have to do and looking at budgets and looking at what is this really going to cost me. So I did a little bit of research and I've come up with some things to talk about in terms of why should you buy in 2026. And I mentioned some of this early on about, you know, home buying this year, because there are some factors that are in your favor, right? So let's talk about the elephant here in the room. So you've been waiting maybe a year, maybe longer. You know, you're watching the market like a hawk. You're convinced that if you just hold out a little bit longer, rates will drop even more, prices will cater, and you'll snag your dream home at a bargain basement price. Now, part of that is true because we are getting to a point where we are at a kind of an equilibrium point with the market. We're stabilizing, so it's really no longer a seller's market. It's more of a stabilized market now for both for buyers and sellers. And we have a call here, so we'd like to get to that real quick. Jacob, welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show. How you doing? Jacob, are you there? Okay. So Dan is talking to Jacob, so it'll be just a minute. But while we wait for Jacob, so the market, mortgage rates have finally started to trend down a little bit, right? So we talked about that before the show even started, that we're seeing rates now at 6%, sometimes even below 6%. And I think, okay, so we have him now. All right. Technology is great when it works. Hi, Jacob. Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show.
How's it going?
Good, my friend. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. Can't complain.
Good. Yeah. Well, if we did, who would listen, right?
Of course.
Jake, what's your question, Jacob? What can we help you out with this morning? Or comment?
I was just going to say that just-in-time wellness has just helped me a lot. I had a spinal cord injury back in 2025.
Oh.
The referral program has just been, you know, really amazing. I was in a power wheelchair, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
When I had my spinal cord injury. There's just been so many things that Dana was able to help me with. So I just wanted to, mention that.
Well, you know what,
Thank you, Jacob.
Yeah, you know what, my friend. Yeah, Dana. That's a testimony to how wonderful your organization is. And
love when a plan comes together, right? So,
yeah.
Jacob was, as he said, had his spinal cord injury. It was one of those things that it all of a sudden he's faced with the unimaginable, and his family as well. And
yeah.
He was in a place where his physical therapist in a hospital setting reached out to me because she was aware of just in time. And she's like, what's in your network? And I referred him to one of our network partners, Resilient Wellness, where he gets some additional physical therapy. That partner reached out and said, Dana, where else can we find some additional support for Jacob? I was able to refer him to Hey Yoga, where they do the adaptive yoga. So he does adaptive yoga actually each week with my son, Taylor. Amazing. And, we're going to be doing a success story with Jacob. But spoiler alert on that, just this last month, Jacob, who was in a power wheelchair, not only walks himself on a walk with a walker into yoga, he drives himself to yoga. So it's been remarkable, but the process really worked. Just the network of people and the referral process. Nobody had to look for anything. They just knew where to go to find some answers. And so Jacob, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. You're a miracle every time I see you, and I can't wait to celebrate you with our success story interview.
Well, I really appreciate that. And of course, I appreciate all the hard work you've put into helping me get everything that I need. So,
well, God bless you, Jacob. And my heart goes out to you, buddy. And you keep fighting on, my friend. God has a good plan for you, and I can see that it's working. So blessings to you, my friend. You take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
Yeah, you too, Jacob. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that's an amazing story. I can't wait to see what this story is going to be at its conclusion. Just absolutely incredible. Oh, the dogs are here. You can hear them out there. So, Jacob, blessing, you know, prayers for you, my friend, as you continue your journey back to full health. And, Dana, again, just a great testimony to your organization and what it does.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so... So let's also talk about, as we go back to real estate and some of the miracles that are happening there. So one of the other things, when I mentioned interest rates are coming down, home price growth has slowed to a crawl. Unlike the wild appreciation we saw during the pandemic years, prices in 2026 are expected to grow only between 0 to 2%. And that's basically keeping pace with inflation, which is great because before we were looking at, you know, percentage increases of about like over 10% in some cases, even higher. So it was absolutely just crazy what home prices were doing. And again, that was the pandemic. That was people living, you know, stuck at home. A lot of different factors. We also see that inventory is increasing. So existing home inventory is projected to grow by almost 9% in 2026. And new construction is also up. So what does that mean? You'll actually have options to choose from. And we're actually already starting to see that. Right. So homes are sitting on the market a little bit longer. There are more choices for consumers. So we as agents have to be a little bit better with our marketing and how we present, how we position homes, and actually how we talk to our sellers on pricing their homes. Right. So it's not a matter of just sticking a sign in the yard, slapping a price on a home and it's going to sell. You know, we've actually got to be a little more strategic. And that really, you know, you see that as the market shifts. So, yeah, so for the first time since 2022, the typical monthly mortgage payment is projected to fall below 30% of median household income, landing at about, well, I mean, 29.3%, but still, any savings is a savings. That might not sound dramatic, but crossing back under the 30% threshold is a big deal. It means housing is becoming affordable again relative to what people actually earn. So here's the kicker. Your wages are starting to grow faster than home prices. So while home prices are creeping up at a 2% to 3% annual growth, wage growth is outpacing both housing costs and overall inflation. Every month, so basically every month you wait, your purchasing power is improving slightly, but so is everyone else's, which brings more buyers back to the market. So those are some things to think about. So if you are on the fence, if you are looking to buy, if you have questions or would like to know a little bit more about what home buying looks like this year, please give me a call, 513-227-4284. I'll answer all of your questions about home buying. Even if you're not ready just yet, call me. Let me give you some advice and some tips and answer your questions. And again, Dana, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bob and Jacob, if you're out there listening, thank you both for calling in and giving us your stories. Next week will be Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage. Thank you all for listening. You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, and we'll see you next week. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.